The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Today is the day that we remember Reformation, but also affirm it, because Reformation is not just past, it is something that belongs to us and continues. The text I've chosen to meditate on is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate." I'm going to take as my theme some of these words. I've just changed them a little bit to go like this. For Christ sent me to tell the good news and to tell it without using the language of human wisdom, in order to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power. And Father in heaven, make and keep us holy through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Christ Jesus, dear friends, such were the times, when the church, worldly speaking that is, had become very, very powerful. Not to mention wealthy, although sometimes those two things go together. And sadly, all too much corrupt. And that also goes with a lot of those things too. And if once Christians were the persecuted, the little ones, now we find a church itself that could persecute not only infidels, they tried that in the Crusades, but also its own, who would not toe the strict ecclesiastical line. Brutal execution, inquisition, was not out of the question. And even indulgences to forgive sin, to buy passage to heaven, so the word went, were publicly set up for sale. Martin Luther found himself questioning and challenging that. And little, I'm sure, could he have guessed where it was all going to go. By 1524 and 1525, which is almost a decade later, it might even have become a mighty social revolution, as aggrieved peasants rebelled by wrecking and destroying and killing, partly in response to this new idea of reformation, this new thing. However, Luther at that point drew a line, for which he's always been criticised and even condemned. But it wasn't revolution that was his intent. Reformation, not revolution, was his purpose. Soul business, S-O-U-L, soul business. Soul issues even before the really otherwise important social issues that beset the day. The free forgiveness of sins by grace through faith in Jesus Christ was that thing that was at stake. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, which keeps hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, that was not to be messed with. In the first century, it was the Apostle Paul who wrote to the infant church at Corinth, "Christ sent me to tell the good news and to tell it without using the language of human wisdom, in order to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power." When one reads all of what Paul wrote and did, it's clear that he really did do all he could to make sure that Christ's death is not robbed of its power. And then it was 15 centuries later, not that Christ's cross was ever robbed of its power, but it was 15 centuries later that Martin Luther found himself standing with Paul in that same cause to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power. In this 21st century of our Lord, here we are, 500 years since then, and we come together today to commemorate and to affirm and give thanks to God for what? For Martin Luther? Or to give thanks to God that Christ's death on the cross has not been robbed of its power still for us? Notwithstanding how history, the times, circumstances conspire, and people, whether they're learned or ignorant, whether they're intentional or unintentional, malicious or well-being, you name all those things, how they have sought and they seek to diminish the power of Jesus' cross, the good news of the cross continues to bring to souls, to lives, forgiveness of sin, life, hope and peace, countless souls that are comforted. And while there are times when one sadly is tempted to imagine that it is the cross of Christ that has lost its power and not the sting of death, this reality is not to be denied. Christ's power of the cross has not been diminished. The hostility the cross of Jesus encounters can and never will prevail over its power to save. Within our churches, not just the Lutheran one, but very widespread, we lament our times and the way in which we've found ourselves as churches. However, just for today, let's not lament and beat any negative drum. but let us in our worship lift up the cross, as Paul did when he wrote, "For I decided to know nothing among you except Christ Jesus and him crucified." My speech and my message were not plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and with power, that your faith may not rest on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Martin Luther found his own way of saying that, where he wrote in his little catechism that would have all of us learn and have us teach our little children, "I believe," as we said, "that Jesus Christ, true God, Son of the Father, from eternity, and true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. At great cost he's redeemed me, a lost and condemned person. He's freed me from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with silver or gold, but with his holy and precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And all this he's done that I may be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he's risen from the dead and lives and rules eternally." This is most certainly true. That Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of its power. The Reformation, we remember and affirm, has been analysed, expanded upon almost infinitely in so many ways and perspectives. Libraries are dedicated to it. There are books still being written about it. But the greatest tragedy and travesty would be if all other which can be said were in any way to rob or diminish the cross of Jesus from its power, that would be the attack someone made on it. Because this is the heritage, this is what we've received. And this is what we're continually blessed by. That's what we receive here. Paul was sent by Christ to know nothing among those he went except Christ and him crucified. Luther, in turn, lifted that up as well to show the undying power of the cross to renew and save. That we can be here today, here in this moment, to affirm and celebrate this treasure makes this a really special moment. Now to conclude. None of this is without the most practical implications, not only for our comfort and peace, but also for our positive, righteous living. As we gather here in these safe walls, there are countless pressing issues everywhere else, in our homes, neighbourhoods, nation, and across the world, demanding our attentions, responses, and our earnest prayers. Every day with our breakfasts, we digest the latest fruit of sin and evil. The injustice, the war, the oppression, the corruption, the terror, the disaster, the greed, envy, hate, prejudice, the heartbreak, the breakdown, death, grief, and an endless list of everything else. We are called and saved by Jesus' cross with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives within us to be involved in all these issues. They belong to us too. With the love of Jesus motivating us and with his example for us to follow and to share. But for all this to happen, for all this to go on as it needs to go on, we need first and foremost that cross of Jesus. That's where the power comes from. The cross that empowers us as we respond to Jesus' new command, love one another as I've loved you. And the cross is the greatest symbol of as I have loved you. And so, yet another Reformation Day. It remains that good reason to give thanks for the cross of Jesus and its power, to be assured of God's grace and goodness towards us for Jesus' sake, to know the forgiveness and the promise and the peace of God in Christ, together with the best reasons to give up of ourselves in love and service to one another and all people. We do this today because Reformation reverberates. It echoes, it resounds within us and it resounds out of us like the bell. Today we do this in that way, to make sure that Jesus' death on the cross is not robbed of its power. And this is why we can go from here with that wonderful blessing. And God's peace, which is far beyond human understanding, will keep your hearts, our hearts and minds safe in Jesus Christ. Amen.